Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And in this episode, I'll be talking about the significance of interfaces and about templates, which are sort of a subcategory of interfaces. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about the importance of paying attention to your interfaces and about how your users and readers interact with your website. So once again, welcome back to Leighton Branding, everybody. The most important feature of interfaces is that they are where persuasion occurs at all moments of your text, video, audio file, whatever it happens to be, any content. Interfaces are important because they are, as the ancient Greeks would call an introduction, the exordium, the place where you pull your audience in. But rather than an introduction, the interface functions at all moments of interaction, all moments of reading and watching. So when your audience is consuming your content, no matter what you're saying, at all times, they're not only being persuaded by what you're doing, saying, writing, etc., they're also being persuaded by the interface by which they're accessing your content. And so it's important to pay attention to how that interface is constructed, how it is designed, like user experience, and most importantly, the type of template that you use. If you're using, so for instance, a WordPress function, it's important to pay attention to how that template will persuade your audience. In this sense, when you start analyzing your interface, you want to take an inventory of the various kinds of functionalities that your interface has. So let's take a very brief example of what I mean by take an inventory of those functionalities. Let's take Facebook, very basic example. You look at Facebook, let's say you're running a business, or let's say that you're circulating various types of videos on Facebook. Facebook has some very simple functionalities of its interface that you want to pay attention to. Obviously, you have your like button, your comment button, and your share button. Those are three types of functionalities that are part of the interface. You also have the tagging feature. That's another functionality of your interface. You also have the timeline, which is another functionality of the interface. And so all of these functionalities work together to create a type of persuasion that you know all users on Facebook are going to encounter. And so in this sense, when you take an inventory of the functionalities, you're creating a system of procedures that you need to be aware of as a writer, video producer, audio blogger, content producer, whoever you happen to be. When you take that inventory of procedures, you are essentially trying to distill down how all users will encounter content. And once you understand that system of procedures as a type of, as the distillation of the interface, you can better persuade your audience members as well as try and adjust your content to account for the interface and that system of functionalities and set of procedures that users encounter. Let me take a second example in order to elaborate a little bit more on this system of procedures and sort of an accounting of all of the different functionalities. Let's use Twitter. So Twitter has the retweet function. You can quote something with a retweet. You have your timeline. You have your profile. And you have your profile picture. You have all of these standard functionalities in a Twitter timeline. And the easiest functionality that you know you need to be aware of is the 140 character limit. And there are, of course, ways to account for the 140 character limit, such as creating a shorter URL when you're trying to share content, posting pictures, using sort of acronyms and adjusting your words so that the character count is less. And why that's so important is because at all times, no matter what happens, no matter what you're saying, writing, sharing on Twitter, all of your users are encountering that interface at all times. So they have to, you have to contend with the interface as a place where persuasion, convincing people to share your content, read your content, watch your content, all of those things have to be accounted for when you're producing your content. And so that's the significance of interfaces. And I have a set of sort of best practices of how to account for interfaces. They're my sort of top five ways of accounting for the interface. The first way is to view your interface as a template, as a structure that you will sketch out. And so what I mean by this is literally you want to sketch out, identify by bullet points or by drawing the interface and identifying all the various places where a user can interact with your content. So, for instance, let's go back to the Facebook example. On a Facebook laptop or on a Facebook desktop, you don't have as many functionalities, things that users can press. But on a mobile site, when you're on Facebook mobile, there are many more places where users can interact with the content by touching it. And so you want to identify for yourself all the different functionalities that are the differences between the mobile and the laptop so that you can better identify how your content's going to get shared depending on how users access it. And so my first tip is to see those interfaces as templates and structures, because when you see them as templates and structures, you're better able to understand how to manipulate the templates and structures. My second point is for people who are a little bit more advanced. You might think about adopting the program Adobe User Experience or trying to design your own apps, your own interfaces, because while it's easy to just start up a profile on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever platform you happen to want to use, sometimes it's better to create your own sort of ecosystem where you can design the interface and the functionalities as you're designed specifically for your content. So while you always want to be on as many platforms as possible, you always want to have a home base and make sure that that home base has the interface designed as you want it to be, and Adobe User Experience is probably a good place to start. There are other programs like Photoshop, GIMP, other sort of image design programs out there that can help you create your own interfaces. But it's important to, in some ways, design your own interface so that it's designed specifically for your content. My third tip here is to try and find, I call them sample users, but really you're just creating a, you're just trying to consult with one of your honest readers, honest listeners, and you want to sort of interview them and find out about their own experiences using the interface. And this is an important interview to conduct, and it's also important to separate that interview from the content. So you want to interview a participant, you want to interview a reader or listener or watcher, and how they experience your website, not just how they react to your content, but also is the content good for the particular platform? Is the platform suitable to your content? How are your users experiencing your interfaces? Is it good? Is it bad? What kinds of questions might you ask them to help you rewrite, reformulate your content, so on and so forth? My third point sort of dovetails into my fourth point, and that when you are designing your content, you want to be aware of the platform, the interface, the template at all moments. So the interface isn't something to be considered at the beginning of the production process or the end of the production process. It's a consideration to be It's a consideration to be considered at all moments of the production process, and more importantly, after the moment when you've already produced it. It's important to go back and to revisit the particular kind of interface that your content is going to be accessed through. And so sometimes you might choose a different interface, i.e. going to a different platform, or you might rewrite, rework, reshoot, re-edit, program the content based upon the interface. So again, it's just thinking about interface as something that goes through all of the content rather than happens at a discrete moment in the content. And my fifth point comes out of, I suppose, both the third and the fourth point, but primarily the fourth point. It's that interface is an ongoing concern. Like all content, it requires persistence, consistency, and an ongoing view of content. So a lot of times people will, who are new to content creation, think about the interface as something they're going to contend with once and then be done with it is something that you have to consider periodically. So I recommend revisiting your interface and how it's syncing up to your content probably once a month. Don't necessarily have to do it more than that unless you're producing a lot of content. Maybe if you're producing daily content, you might want to do it weekly. So for instance, I always consider my interface once a month, even when I'm producing 4 episodes per month. So maybe the ratio is about 1-4, but it's something you want to do on a consistent basis and set your own goals and hold yourself to those goals. So again, this episode has been about the significance of interface. I haven't talked about designing interfaces at all. I'm just talking about why interfaces are important. And I'll have an episode coming up here in the next couple of weeks, maybe in the next couple of months, about how to design good interfaces and about how to sort of design templates effectively. But once again, if you have any comments or questions, you can email me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @mirasophistry. Once again, I welcome any comments or questions you have, and thanks for listening.